Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Rocking and rolling, so I left my coffee mug up to you this morning. I energized, focused, and ready to just deliver some exciting, you know, motivating information this morning. Again, you are on We Talk Radio, the We Talk Radio Network here, and this morning on the Morning Grind Show here with Kijana Owens, myself. Honored to be able to bring some value to the world today, and the world that needs some value and some laughs and some motivation added to it. So on this morning, over the weekend, we've all seen the news, we've all seen the information. We know to stay safe, we know to wash those hands, we know to make sure that we're, you know, paying attention to spacing and the gathering and all of those things. But what we also know, man, is that this is one of the best opportunities in the world, if you see it that way, to do some self-development, some cleaning up, some straightening up, some re-energizing, some refocusing, some returning, some re-evaluating, some re-emerging, even recreating ourselves in this time of one of the most, you know, adverse periods in a lifetime that any of us have been through. So this morning, though, I know that as we get through and focus and make sure our families are safe and everything, one thing I've always known is that the situation is the situation. Meaning, you know, you have a great quote, I think it goes around, what happens to us is 10% of what happens to us is outside of our control and 90% within our control or how we see it. Something to that effect like that, right? And so even in this situation, how do we want to come out on the other side? I want to use the philosophy. It's not to sign up. It's to sign in. You know, we've signed up for even, let's use having children. They have signed up for having children, but signing in for having children means that you're dedicated, focused, you know, you're committed, you're making sure that they're first and those kind of things. What about all sports? Sign up for the football team, that's easy. You could do that online. You could do that pretty much just go down and fill out the paperwork and put whatever amount it takes to sign up. But the sign in is that you got to be to practice at 6 in the morning, you know, when it's cold and it's raining and all of those things. Hey, let's use this experience right now. The sign up is everything's going to, you know, work out establish my family. I get paid such amount of money per month that establish, you know, keeps my bills, it keeps my sustainability together. And then, boom, the sign in says, Even though, and I use a kind of scenario of even though, if you or if anyone is in an industry that is on, you know, say hiatus for a minute. You know, it's all confusing. It flattens the playing field. Let's use sports. In the NBA, in the NFL, MLB, soccer, tennis, whatever. It doesn't matter. But in sports right now, nobody's playing sports. But everybody has an opportunity to get ready for when sports returns. The sign-in says, man, I'm the 15th man on the bench out of 15 players on the team. Man, if number one don't come to practice, number one is not working out during this time. If number one is not eating right during this time, number two, number three, number four, whoever it might be, when we come back in, man, I'm going to be so polished. I'll be so much more prepared. I'm be so much better shape. Or if they come in 20 pounds overweight, coming right in the training camp, man, in the middle of the season, right after all of this stuff, man, I might just take someone's spot. And I want to empower the listeners today to grasp that concept of even though, and it's the sign, it's not the sign up, it's the sign in. Think of how many things that we've signed up for that faced adversity. Maybe not to this magnitude, obviously, but adversity in its own, you know, plumbing problems, income problems, all kind of stuff comes up all the time. But the sign in says, no matter what, I'm going to figure it out. It may set me back, but it's not going to take me off. And I think I have my co-host on this morning. I want to get him on, get his thoughts, get his energized, get his focus. I got a great guest I want to introduce this evening or this morning. A phenomenal author, visionary herself, proud to give her a platform to tell the world about what she's doing to empower families, women coming through adversity, and also not to sign, not just sign up, but to sign in. This woman is most definitely focus on not the problem, but the solution. So we're going to focus all the time on this show on solutions over situations. We're going to make sure that we talk about being not just signed up, but signed in. And we're going to have a good time and enjoying the process because we've got to love what we do. That's the deal. Man, you're on the Morning Grind Show with Kechana the Key Man Owens. I'm excited this morning. And do I have Neosha available this morning?
Yes, sir, Mr. Owens. How you doing this morning?
Man, 10-foot tall, bulletproof on the top shelf, looking up, as Mr. Moore would say. You know that. And amazing. How about you, sir?
Doing amazing, man. I'm just excited. Another marvelous Monday, and I'm just grateful to be on a talk show with you today, sir. Appreciate you and your invitation.
Man. It's all live, man. First of all, you got that kind of energy. Let me tell you about Neosha right here. He's a humble brother right out of the city of Ontario, California. My man right here is by day, man, out there in the field, man, right in the front lines, man, serving the country to make sure this thing going as an essential worker in his own field, as a leader, doing what he does, man. Amazing man out there. So I salute you, man, as you do that. Because we referenced, you know, right now, off the board, let's talk about real quick how the world will flip to a hero from someone that you can walk by anytime. And I'll preface it like this. The guy at Walmart that cleans the bathroom is a hero today. The worker at the grocery store, the teller at the dollar store, the gas attendant at the pump right there, right in the gas station, the teller at 7-Eleven, these are heroes. The nurses, the doctors, right? The trash man today is a hero. Reference that, brother.
Well, you know, brother, being an essential worker myself out on the front lines, those guys will be considered heroes today dealing with this pandemic. So many people are working from home now, and they're in the comfort of their own home, and they're safe. We're out there front line still doing a job, getting it done, because if you think about the trash man, if the trash didn't get emptied, how will the cities and the neighborhoods look right now? Or the person that's cleaning that bathroom at Walmart, you know, what would it look like, you know, a restroom going days without service. So, and even with myself being out there on the front line, you know, I'm delivering the mail with the United States Postal Service on a daily basis. So if we did not do what we do up front, delivering the mail, we have a lot of elderly people that are looking for meds, and we have people that are looking for paychecks in the mail, and a lot of packages being delivered through the United States Postal Service due to the pandemic. So I guess we could be, you know, and they could be seen as heroes, and it's just an honor just to be able to serve.
Man, absolutely. Now, the deal about being a hero is sometimes we're out there saving so many people, right? You know, the average man just doing some great things in this world today. So I was out in the field yesterday, essential service provision hunt, right, for the family. I feel like I'm in the land of the living lost out there in the field. There, got my mask on. Man, I'm not playing either, man. I'm very serious. I got my wife. She wasn't going to be out there by herself, so we went on the hunt to make sure that we could be buttoned in. But there was so many people out there really polite, treating people better. So I see some things happening in the world. But as a hero, you know, one of the things being on the airline. On the airline, when you get on the airplane, the first thing to do as takeoff gets going, they start to explain where the exits are, safety procedures, rules and whatnot. And one of the major things they show is that when the life mask comes down, they say that you must put it on yourself first, sort of before you start saving others. I want to parlay from the conversation of being the hero for others to also being the hero for ourselves. The time is now, man, to look at some serious, serious situations and come up with some serious solutions in a world that has changed. We cannot allow ourselves to duck our heads in the sand and hope that things will work out the way we like them to without putting some application to it. And for me, I look at, you know, right now, you could either look at adversity or opportunity. And I'll allow you to bring that on because I know you got a powerful point to make on seeing adversity, opportunity and adversity as we talk about solutions over situations.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always going to be a downside, and it's always going to be an upside in life. Dealing with adversity, you mentioned signing in or signing up. A lot of times we sign up for things, but our pen, you know, was ready to sign, but our hearts wasn't in it. A lot of times people sign up for sports, and they get going for a couple weeks, and when things don't go their way, they want to quit. I didn't have that opportunity when I signed up and signed in with the United States Postal Service to take care of my family, regardless of whatever happened, rain, sleet, or snow, as they would say, and now pandemic, I'm totally signed in because of the fact that whatever happens, I'm going to continue to go, and I'm going to continue to serve because my heart is in it, and it's a lot of people attached to me. So I do believe when people sign up for things, I think they need to just kind of check things out, do a gut check, and make sure when you sign in, make sure when you sign up, you're signed in, sir.
Man, not just signed up, but signed in. Right now, one of the best times in the world to look internally at what we must do for ourselves. And in doing that, I want to bring up our first guest this morning. I'm excited. I'm energized. I'm very proud to bring to the forefront not just a difference maker, but a major connector, a person that she really cares for people. Her passion to help people is made an impact not only in other lives, but directly in mine. She's connected me with some major, major people here in Southern California, some difference makers. Sheila Yvette, She is an amazing author, Mrs. Kimball. There's also a speaker, a coach, and a difference maker in the industry of women's empowerment. Do I have Sheila on the line?
Yeah.
Amazing. Good morning. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
All right. I hear you well. You up on the morning grind. Welcome to the show this morning. Sheila, there's Neosha on the line. That's my main man. I call him Iron Man. You know, he gets it done. He come out of the sky and fix it real quick. This morning, it's an honor to bring you on. So I wanted to get you on and tell a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in the community, your book, and everything else.
Well, what we were doing in the community is helping victims of domestic violence, not just females, but we focus on the male as well as the children, because they too are victims of domestic violence. And we focus on domestic violence with a twist, because we also reach out to the perpetrators who may have once been a victim themselves and are now the perpetrators. And we help to redirect their behaviors, because domestic violence is a learned behavior that can be unlearned. So we reach out and we help those individuals as well. Right now I'm on disability. It's okay. I'm enjoying the little time off, but I do work in the healthcare system as a home in healthcare provider. And
wow.
Then I have the Arthur Lee Duncan Tell Foundation, where we work with victims of domestic violence as well.
And that's an amazing beginning, and I know that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, on this show here, it's easy to have conversations about where we are today or the vision about, you know, what we want to do. Tell the people, you know, some of the things that you do as you come over, overcome adversity, you know, obstacles, and focus on solutions over situations, even in the time of now.
Well, what I have been doing now for a little more than 9 years is I have been focusing on turning bitterness into betterness by writing, which is part of my therapy. And in doing so, I have shared with others how they can heal. As I have a theme for future events, Let the Healing Begin, that focuses on others being able to heal without harming another individual. So that's what we're doing, and we're also partnering up with other healthcare providers and artists such as Climax and others, where we're going to be doing concerts, raising funds to help those individuals as well.
So staying active, staying focused, refocusing, ready to reemerge in a resurgent return, something like that, right?
Yes.
I see. See, staying focused in the eye of adversity is amazing. That's why I wanted to have you on, because it's not easy. You know, a lot of things going on, and want to be conscious of that. And, but at the same time, this is going to be one of those periods of time where greatness is produced. I want to get Neosha on the line, because I know that, you know, what he brings to the table, you know, and overcoming adversity. You know, you're a businesswoman. You're a business owner. You own your own nonprofit. You're out there in the community helping people. Neosha, I know you had a question earlier when we were on the pre-call about, you know, how Ms. Kimball here overcoming solutions, overcoming situations by coming up with solutions.
Absolutely. Great morning, Ms. Kimball. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm blessed. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Man, it's amazing. I love your work. Wow, you do a lot of stuff, domestic violence. You said the title, was that From Bitterness to Betterness?
Well,
did I get that right?
That was my analogy, From Bitterness to Betterness, because I lost a son as a result of domestic violence. So I had to take that anger, that bitterness, not just towards those who were involved with his untimely demise, but with those in law enforcement as well, and the adversities and obstacles that we endure when losing a loved one, because my son's demise still has gone unsolved. This is this was going on 8.5 years now, and I wrote my first. I published it 2013. It took me 4 years to write it, but I had begun it before his demise. Bits and Pieces of Me, a Mother's Memoir, and then I proceeded by publishing 7 more books. And I'm currently working on my 9th book, which is called Paralyzed in Pain. So in doing that, I use the writing of my books as my therapy to turn that bitterness into betterness.
Awesome. That's amazing. Appreciate you as an author. Congratulations there. And my heart goes out to you for your son situation. I have 2 sons myself and grandsons. So absolutely. So what else kind of helped you kind of get through that season of situation with your son, getting over that bitterness part?
Well, for me, it was being able to help others to heal. Although I had not grieved properly, by my being able to help someone else to heal, it helped me to heal. By my being able to write, it helped me to heal. And then I had so many people in the community from the different churches, my pastor, my church, other family members, churches. I have relatives that are ministers, you know, their congregations reach out and, like, literally pray for me that I get through the ordeal. And I didn't look at that as an obstacle. I looked at that as being a solution to the problem. Instead of focusing on the negative, I took the negative and I turned it into a positive.
Wow, that's amazing. That's absolutely what we're talking about this morning is, you know, solutions over situations. And my hat goes off to you. I appreciate your work and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor and a pleasure, and it was nice speaking with you as well.
Man, y'all all polite and stuff right there, man. That's amazing. And the ocean, that was some great questions. I got some great feedback out of it. And Ms. Kimball, I got to say
sir.
This. You know, through knowing you as a listening audience out there, if you don't know this woman, you got to get her book. I'll allow her in a moment to share with you any links or accesses or numbers or even whatever you need to get out there so that people can reach out to you and connect and get your tools of overcoming. I believe in what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And in the eye of the storm, I see you still doing it. What's going to happen is the people that continue to forge forward towards their vision in the eye of adversity will be seen as champions of the cause. You can't just duck your head because the cloud came, and I see you sticking your head up, you know, raise your hand to helping other people. Would you tell us what's next? What's next for Sheila Kimball?
What's next for me is, as I stated earlier, publishing another book, which is titled Paralyzed in Pain, and I'm working on 2 other books. Dealing with mental health in the African-American community, because situations such as this, the pandemic, it affects us just as much as it affects everyone else in the world. However, because we have already endured a lot of adversity to begin with, I think that speaking about mental health from a minority perspective, not just for the African-American, but for minorities, period, would be beneficial for the world to see how it affected us before this pandemic and how many of us not so much minorities, but those who are economically challenged can kind of, you know, go through that adversity without the hardships that, you know, that they're enduring now. There's so many that are going through this hardship that they can't fathom what it is that those who are economically challenged fathom. So I focus on that as well, because I think that this is a great opportunity for people to be able to, as you say, peek their head up and shine and demonstrate the talents that they have and be overcomers and achievers.
And you got, you know, that's the big smile I got on right now, because that's what it is. That's what it is. Champions rise up when others fall down. You know, you've been on the bench for the last 5 years. You know, you've been waiting your chance, but you've been practicing. You've been studying. You've been preparing. Man, coach looks down at the end of the bench. The other guy, he's tired. The other guy, he couldn't make it today, or he's sick, or whatever the case may be. Man, it's your chance to develop yourself and prepare yourself coming out of this side better. I love that, you know, from bitter to better. You know, even right now, let's use that as a metaphor even now. From talking solutions over situations, from bitter about a situation to better in the situation. That's amazing. Right. I'm looking forward to that book. What the listeners may not know is that I'm proud to also tell, would you tell them about the poem and how I got to make an impact alongside you in your book with The Tears of a Man?
Oh, yes. I thought that utilizing your poem, Tears of a Man, coming from a man himself that had gone through adversities, would be the perfect opportunity to incorporate that in the book. Since the book deals with male victims of domestic violence, many people look at male victims of domestic violence as being weak, as being coward. They have a stereotype and stigma against them. However, you have those males who are victims of domestic violence, not necessarily physical violence, but emotional, mental, verbal domestic violence. There are those men who are sexually assaulted against their will, and people laugh, oh, you had a rape you, and that's not true. So I had to tell the story based on situations that I have encountered with other males as they have reached out to me in doing what I do. And I had to tell that story of how men are victims of domestic violence. So your poem, Tears of a Man, as I began the book, I put that poem in there to demonstrate, you know, men do suffer in silence, regardless of how society look at them. And I'm going to be one of the forefront to change the faces of domestic violence in the traditional way that people never thought of. I consider myself as being the female Tyler Perry, and that's how I look at that. I'm claiming that in the name of Jesus.
Claim that? Know. That's what I'm talking about. Wait, I
had to
drink. You know, I've got my coffee mug up over here. I'm excited about that. Well, let the people know that I know you before, you know, that manifest, right, in the middle of the manifestation, right, is documented that I know you, right? So when you change your number to 888, too late, I'll still have, right? Sheila's been amazing. I will take a moment. I want to share that since we did bring it up. The Tears of a Man, I'll share this poll, and then we're going to take a quick break. Well, get that motivation on there. I need to motivate the people. I need for you to be active. And as you just said, though, men, we don't have much of an opportunity to share emotions. We don't have much of an opportunity to share fear, to share trepidation. We can't cry. That's what it is. from the time we were little boys. I remember I was trying to play with the big boys. I was about 5 or 6 years old. They were playing basketball. I wanted to play. I whined, you know, to them, come on, man, at the boys' club. And eventually I got ran over, scraped my knee out on the concrete real good. And then I saw the blood. I started crying. And the guy came on, man, get your big head up, man. Ain't no time for that. That's the way that we're geared, you know. The little girl, oh, sweetie, poo, boo, boo. Let me see the butt. We don't have time for that, you know. So I share this how one day I was reflecting and I wrote the poem, "The Tears of a Man," and it goes a little something like this: The tears of a man don't flow down the sides of his face. Most times they flow from his heart through his veins to a hidden place. The tears of a man aren't allowed to flow freely in plain view. They must be suppressed because that's what society says a man must do. The tears of a man come out in grunts as he lifts weights, allowing his physical to override his mental and spiritual states. The tears of a man shine ever so brightly as his diamonds gleam, disguised in the best designer wear to hide his low self-esteem. The tears of a man come to pass in the dark and in private, as he goes about life and perpetual the betrayal of himself and his self-hate. The tears of a man often manifest in violence. Sometimes there are signs of the looming storm as he stalks in silence. The tears of a man may drop as he beats his wife, mad at himself for faking his way through life. The tears of a man burn in his eyes as he pulls the trigger. His tears, the 10 shells hitting the concrete as he stares at the prone figure. The tears of a man run through his veins as he overdoses on dope, screaming out for all the world to hear with his one last hope. The tears of a man can reach their final destination in a lonely room. If he's not allowed to express himself, the last sound he may make may be a cylinder spoon, a spin, a trigger squeeze, and a resounding boom. The tears of a man must be allowed to run freely, releasing him from self-repression. After a long cry, he'll be able to shake off his long-standing depression. Man, can we get a round of applause for Snaps in a Circle or something like that for that one? That's a snap. Man, I wrote that, but the feeling in it is strong because we got to focus on it. We got to keep going. We got to take care of a family. Got to be a father. Got to be a husband. Got to be a brother. Got to be a son. Got to make sure that it gets done. That's it. Bring home the bacon. Produce. Tears of a man, man. We got this, though. That's what we do. Thank you, Sheila, for being on the call this morning, man. The Morning Grind Show. I really appreciate you. Any links or information that you could give to the people where they could connect with you?
Well, they can go on my website at duntell.org, that's duntell.org, D as in David, CANTELL.org, or they can contact me at area code 323-680-9902, that's 323 area code 680-9902.
Amazing. Get that web link out there again. I couldn't hear you clearly. I want to make sure that people can hear that.
It's D-U-N, D as in David, U as in Union, N as in Nancy, C-A-N, Carl, Adam, Nancy, Tell, T-E-L-L, Tom, Edward, Larry, .org. That's DuncanTell.org.
DuncanTell.org. Now, that was military. You know, I was a Marine. You almost had me. Lima Charlie, right? You sent me back. Yeah. So, amazing. Man, DuncanTell.org. Sheila Yvette Kimball is amazing. And you got to check it out. We'll be looking out for From Bitter to Better. And amazing. And thank you for being on the Morning Grind Show this morning with me. And amazing. You have a phenomenal day. God bless you. And remember, solutions over situations. The grind continues.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Man, I got another phenomenal guest on the line here. He is known as the Right Coach. He is known as GPS Get Published Successfully. He is known as Johnny Magnificent Mac. Do I have you on the Morning Grind show this morning? Did we lose Johnny?
Yeah,
man, amazing.
He's got him back.
Okay. We'll get Johnny. Thank you, B Ray. That's the phenomenal, the great, the stupendous, the extraordinary, the super stathelastics, right? Rhonda Ray, a phenomenal producer. Thank you, B Ray. Hey,
all right.
We're gonna take
he
a
he should be back now.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Back
let's
now.
Get him on there. There he is.
There you go.
There he is. I'll do that again. Let me
no,
do
you don't
right
have
intro.
To do that again.
let me get to,
you made you
right.
You said that so well that you made me just want to just hang up and just listen to the guests all over.
I wasn't even through yet, man. I got my main man on the line too, Mr. Neosha Morris. This my right hand, my left hand, my brother in success right there, Neosha. This is Mr. Magnificent Mac. Right here, author, publisher, extraordinary.
Great morning, Mr. Mac, sir. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm 10 foot tall and bulletproof and excited to be able to be a part of anything that that Mr. Jones is doing. Look, Jones is the key man.
You know, I don't know if everybody know that, so tell me. But seriously, it's amazing to be able to just think about where we are real quick. A little bit of information and background about Mr. Magnificent here. Mr. Magnificent has helped me produce, promote, publish, write my first solid business development, personal development work, Seven Keys to Success, Principles for Practical Achievement and Success, right? So this gentleman right here has helped, I think, published over 200 books. He's written 21 books. I can go down the line. But Mr. Mac, in the face of adversity, man, we're talking this morning about it's not to sign in, it's not to sign up, it's to sign in.
To sign in. You know,
okay, sir.
Because you know, the poet said, out of the night it covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole. I thank God for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I will not wince nor cry aloud. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms with the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And when you take that to task, when you take that to heart and realize that there's no extraneous forces that can that can change the trajectory of your life except yourself, when you start stop giving permission for others to control and to have access to your life sphere, then once you stop giving permission for access to your life and control of your life, you'll find that you not only control it, but that you can leverage it to exactly where you want it to be, and that's powerful.
Man, I'm an excitable guy, meaning that when I connect with people that bring a passion and power and posture and positivity like yourself, sir, man, I'll get energized. Same with my brother on the line. I know he's chomping at the bit to say something about that there. Neosha, what you say to that, sir?
Woo-wee. Johnny Mac set it on fire. That's all I got to say. Man, what an amazing poem. I appreciate that, man. I'm excited as well, sir. I'm going to keep listening.
Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Mac. In this time of adversity, I've seen you, you're all over the internet. You're absolutely developing new authors right now in the world. Everybody's got a book in them. We know that. You empowered me with that as I had written. You know, we co-authored a book previously, and then I took that a step further, and then you coached me to cultivate my third work actually, that was published on Amazon. Bestseller for a weekend in business coaching and success over a weekend, right? One of the top four on Amazon. I'm really excited about that. But you've helped a number of authors. And right now, in the middle of this, we're sitting on the line, on internet radio, broadcasting around the world, right, in the middle of a pandemic. This show was created. Tell me about solutions over situations and how you're activating right now in the middle of adversity to move forward, sir.
You know, I think the most important thing is mindset. And the mindset needs to be, we need to get off of the pandemic. The pandemic is a reality and it's changed the entire scope and perspective of how we see the world. But I think we need to start looking at it as a candemic. During this time that I'm shut in and sheltered in and socially distancing, I can write a book. I can take a course. I can gain a new skill. I can change habits that have been hindering me and preventing me from being all I could and should and would be. So when you have a pandemic mindset, everything becomes contagious in a positive way. You know, everybody has a book in them that somebody needs and wants to read. Anybody can write a book with today's technology, but nobody wants to read a poorly done book, and nobody can read a book that's never been written. So I want you to look at it, and at this time that we're sheltered in and that we're realigning and recalibrating ourselves, and use it as an opportunity to be able to write that book, take that course, do that thing that can change the trajectory of your life. And I have three steps that you take to be able to do that every day, and it's GPS. The G means get up and get going. The P means plan your day, and the S means stick to the plan. If you do that, get up and get going, plan your day, and stick to your plan, you can write that book, take that course, gain that new skill, overcome that situation or that habit that hindered you from the success that is waiting for you and that you need to achieve.
Man, in the middle of everything, wow. Okay, so I'll say this: I reference the situation, and I understand the situation. Guess why? I'm in the situation. I had a client. Oh yes, he said, well, you know, we had about a good minute or two for the situation conversation. I was like, okay, so you in quarantine? Yeah. Scared about whether the stimulus and whatnot? Yeah. Don't know what the world, what's going to happen? Right. Hey, me too. Right. So what are we going to do about it on the other side? Because if we're not preparing for what we see is coming, then the problem is not the problem. The problem is not focusing on the right thing. So the situation will be the problem ongoing after the situation is over. Now, what I want to also talk about is give you an opportunity for the next couple of minutes, outline what you're doing to help authors today, what you're looking at in your author development platform, and how they can reach out to you and activate how to get themselves in the middle of the storm, not just published, but in a place of impact.
Well, Mr. Key, and that's what I'm going to call you, Mr. Key, because you got the key to open the door that's been preventing people from walking into their greatness. I think that the formula that you have to look at is PV plus PB times PB equals PB. So let me break that down for you.
Yes, sir.
PB, published book, plus polished brand times proven blueprint equals profitable business. People are looking at a book as a book, or at the very best, they think that it's a business card. A book is not a business card. A book is a business. And when you approach it as a business and you write that book, it will allow you to create a sustainable income source that can change everything that you're doing in life. So the first step, the first key, Mr. Key, is that you have to have the published book. Writing a book with today's technology is so easy. I could get off this call right now, and in the next 2 hours, actually write a book. How so? most people today are actually recording the content, having that content transcribed, polishing, editing, formatting.
I gotta stop you right there. I'm gonna stop it right there because I ain't gonna let you give away the key. I'm not gonna let you give away the key. I'm not gonna let you give away the key because it's too valuable. I'll tell you why I say so, sir. See, the natural intellectual property of the development of the time that it took for you to learn your expertise is valued. That's one thing in our community that we haven't come to grasp. And before you give away all the keys right there, that's enough right there, right? I want you to tell them how to get in contact with you so they can get the rest of it. I need them to get in contact with Johnny Mack. Because you got to get the rest of it, just like I did.
Well, let me tell you this. It's a giver's economy. And right now, the person who's going to gain the most is the person who's going to give the most. Often we get so caught up in trying to keep what we have, can all we got, and keep it and not share it. But I found this: the more I share, the more I give, the more opportunities and doors open. Because everything, even though I've given you the secret sauce in my book, Get Published Successfully, go to Amazon, GPS, Johnny Magnificent Mac. It breaks all the process down. The process is not the secret sauce. Implementing it. And most people find themselves in today's market unable to implement ideas. Then they need a coach. I needed a coach. When I got a coach, I was able to go from just being a poorly published author to working with excellence, to having the systems and the automation and the tools and the techniques needed to be able to accomplish the knowledge that I had, to implement the knowledge that I had. So I have no problem giving away the information. And if you can take it and utilize it with no additional help, great. I found that most people need my assistance once they understand what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So you can reach me at AskJMack, AskJMack, the number 2@gmail.com. AskJMack@gmail.com. My website is getpublishedsuccessfully.com. GPS, getpublishedsuccessfully.com. And once you go there, you can actually schedule a no-cost, no-obligation publication consultation with me so we can see whether or not you're ready to publish your book or what you need to do to publish your book. So once again, askjmack2@gmail.com, getpublishedsuccessfully.com.
Man, that's amazing. GetPublishedSuccessfully.com. Ask J Mac. Man, my brother, my coach, mentor, phenomenal leader, Mr. Magnificent. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have you on the Morning Grind Show, We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. This morning, we'll definitely have you back on. I think I'm going to do some live today, so I will be talking a little later, see if we could do one of those interviews and then make an impact through a couple of the groups that we have out there. Sir, how's that sound?
I'm always available, and I appreciate everything that you're doing because you're impacting and being an influence on people's lives.
Man, we can't stop. In the middle of the desert, grew a flower. And let's grow a sea of flowers. Let's help people. Let's continue to impact. By just giving inspiration and value and self-motivation. Hey, it's 6 in the morning. Here, six, almost 7. We up. We active in the middle of it, just like everybody else, but we're motivated towards what we want. Thank you, Mr. Mack. Man, I'll have you on again. I appreciate you, sir. And I want to get Mr. Neil Shamoris on just to give a closing comment as you get ready to leave with some motivational music in the end. Mr. Morris, give us a closing comment, sir.
Yes, sir, man. What an amazing guest. Johnny has set it on fire. And just getting back to what we were talking about earlier, Mr. Owens, is that, solutions over situations. I'm still a little bit from Brother Mac there. I want to go ahead and let everybody just get refocused, take this time right now during this pandemic. like Brother Mac said, not focus on the pandemic. Let's focus on other things that we can do to improve ourselves. Let's get better. Like the key man would always say to me, let's get better at what we do. Let's read more. Let's study more. Let's reinvent ourselves. And then I'll just go ahead and borrow a little bit from Brother Mac, and we'll close it out. I will go ahead and we want you to get up and get going. We want you to plan your day, and we want you to stick to your plan. And that will be our solutions of our situations. Have a great day, everybody. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. All amazing hosts. Key man, you fire. Producers, thank you guys so much for it. And have a great day.
Man, amazing. Thank you for holding down the wheel. The wheel is still there with me on this morning's, man. My co-host, my brother of success, man. Thank you, Mr. Neil Shamoris. Hey, before you go, sir, drop your number, information about where they connect you. This brother's a home-based business owner, provider, and actually looking to help as many people as he can to own their own business through this situation to empower themselves financially. Put your information out to let the people know how they can connect with you.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We definitely show people how to earn income online right from home. We're home-based, but we're not homebound. We offer six different streams of income that you can earn right from home or right on your smartphone. And what we do is we want to offer a long-term solution, you know, to this particular situation. So you can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, that's 909-816-0094. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Hey, sir. Yes, sir. Give him a call, Mr. Neil Shamoris. Thank you. As we get ready to end this morning, man, solutions over situations, solutions over situations, solutions over situations. Say that three times, man. Let me see it on the live or something. Solutions over situations. Let's hashtag that around the world. Let's make a difference. First of all, making a difference, as I said earlier in the show, is putting a life mask on yourself. We got to put the life mask on ourselves, meaning that we got to get in that room, clean it up. We got to get in that garage, clean it up. You got to get in your closet, clean it up. You got to get in your own heart, clean it up, man. Right now is the time that you never have had before to do the things that you've never been able to do, if you see it that way or not. It's a sign in, not to sign up. So pay attention to what you committed to. Find a way to stay committed to it and find a way to make a difference. Hey, to connect with me, find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Kejohnna Owens, spelled K-E-J-O-H-N-N-A, Owens, O-W-E-N-A, Facebook. You see me as Kejohnna the Key Man, Kejohnna the Closer, and my network's Success Express all over the Internet. Phone number, you can text me. Hey, Solutions Over Situations, 909-686-1698. That's 909-686-1698. You can go to my website, KejohnnaOwens.com, KejohnnaOwens.com. Check me out. Get my book, 7 Keys to Success. Let's talk about it. Man, God bless you all. Man, heads up out there. Be safe. Stay home. Take care of your family. Develop yourself. Have a great one. Be motivated. This has been the Morning Grind on Monday morning on the We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com. Check it out. Man.
Better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Hey, motivation. Haters better get on your job, tell them. Haters get on your job, motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead. Yeah, you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. Hanging with some cold killers, I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet. Here I stand to go gorilla, even if I'm all alone. I'm staying at four, didn't tell them jump. Tipping, they don't get no realer. 5'9" with the soul of a 6'4". I separated the fake.
with all the gossip you can come with. Small thing to a giant, I can overcome this. Jail out of goodness, rap I'm just having fun with. I could be a local joker, never had one hit. New finish alone to get me dumb rich. Why these rappers selling records getting pennies? If brand hustle sell any, I'ma get plenty. If God with me, who can be against me? Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me suffer. Motivation, thinking only gonna.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.